This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Teak, let's get with Pat McAfee. Guy's blown up. He has, and that really happened a couple of years back. He was interesting as a punter, and then he put down the ball, and he's just really a media mogul. Works for the Zone. Westwood One as well. You see him on Get Up a couple times on ESPN a week, and Pat McAfee is with us here on Teaky and Tierney. Pat, what's going on, buddy? How are you today?
Oh, just living this interesting life over here. Very pumped to chit-chat with you guys about the sports, the football, and most importantly, the Cheez-It Bowl on December 27, 2019, the biggest best bowl of all time.
The what?
The Cheez-It Bowl?
Pat, what did that used to be? Because I know it, I've never heard of the Cheez-It Bowl. What did it used to be?
Oh,
do you know?
You must not have a clue about college football if you don't know about the Cheez-It Bowl. Just last year, the Cheez-It Bowl was titled the most absurdly satisfying bowl in the history of bowls. And this year, on December 27th, it's only going to get better with Mike Leach and the Washington State Cougars traveling to Arizona to take on the Air Force Falcons. You bums over there don't know it.
Hey, I'll look for the points, Brad, and I'll get interested that way, Pat.
Hey, wait. Is Air Force up there in the rushing stats as well? Because we're going down to the Army-Navy on Friday. Army has rushed for 3,700 yards this year.
And they're not even that good this
year. And they're second in the nation because Navy has rushed for almost 4,000 yards this year. The military academy's beasted on the ground, Pat.
Hey, that triple option is no joke, Tiki, because, as you know, as you're looking into the Army-Navy game, their offensive linemen, by rule, basically have to be undersized. They don't get as much time to practice and prepare each week.
So
the triple option is much like Novocaine. You give it time, it's going to work every single time. And that's what the Air Force has, is Navy and Army. And they grind and pound their way to some success. I'm excited for you to go watch Coach Ken down there with Navy, though. Got a chance to meet up with Big Goose earlier this year. They're a fun team to watch.
Nice. And the head coach of Army on the other side is Jeff Monken, who is the cousin of Todd Monken, who is the offensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns. And just to stick on college real quick, because I know that you do ESPN's College Game Day. You see the final four, how it panned out. They got it right, we all believe, because there really was no other options. Who do you like out of the final four?
Yeah, I think this is the first time, by the way, that a subjective vote has had the nation's concurrence. And that's real, because with something, when it takes a group of humans go into a room and vote on something, there's always going to be some disagreement. But I think even Ohio State Buckeye fans are like, yep, LSU had to play four top 13 teams to close out their season. They deserve number one. We'll take number two. Clemson, who by no fault of their own has played next to nobody, even though they've looked dominant, and they're the reigning defending undisputed national champions at number three. And then Oklahoma gets that big win after Utah gets the doors beat off them by Oregon to get in the top four. Happy for Jalen Hurts leaving Alabama, hopping in the transfer portal, blah, 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 over to Oklahoma with Lincoln Riley. But for me, down at the SEC championship last week in Atlanta, I got a chance to watch Joe Burrow for the first time live. That guy is the truth, boys. I mean, he is calm, cool, collected. His demeanor is one that you would want from an NFL quarterback.
Nice.
His team rallies around him, and he's a lot more athletic in person than you could imagine. He's good with his feet. He can make every single throw. I'm not saying Justin Fields hasn't had an incredible year with 41 touchdowns and one interception, and Trevor Lawrence, obviously a gift, and Jalen Hurts is going to be good. But for me, that LSU team, after I saw them in person in front of a couple cult fan bases, the Georgia Bulldog fans and the LSU Tiger fans, I really was hook, line, and sinker all in on Joe Burrow. I like the way that team looks. They got some dudes on the defensive side of the ball who had one bad game against Ole Miss that really has been a knock against them. I like that LSU team a lot.
Yeah, and I did the Iron Bowl. I did the LSU-Alabama game this year, and their offense is explosive. It's fast. They set you up over and over and over again, handed it off to Hilaire. Second and two, they handed it to Hilaire until he pulls it, and Joe Burrow takes off and scores a touchdown. I mean, their offense is legit right now this year.
I think he's, and I've been saying this since the beginning of the year, and I even more so believe it now after seeing him in person, he's by far, I think, the most NFL-ready quarterback, Joe Burrow. Just he has everything that you could possibly want. And this story from Coach O last week about him, you know, his phone breaking, his family can't reach him, we'll get you a new phone. He says, I don't want one until after the game.
I saw that.
Even more so sold me on that. Just the kid loves football. He's from Ohio, so he's got some grit. He's an athlete that can make all the throws. I'm all in on the Joe Burrow hype train for good reason, but I think the College Football Playoff Committee got it right, and I'm excited for it. I think it's going to be pumped. But all four of those teams, if you were to ask the roster, I think all of them would say unanimously, we wish we were in the Cheez-It Bowl on December 27th.
Well, hey, Pat, look, Pat, who does Burrow remind you of as a pro?
You know, I'm not sure. There's been a lot of talk about him being like Steve Young. I think I'm a little bit too young to really get a chance to see that. I think he's a guy that he can make. I almost saw a little Andrew Luck in him because he's got pretty good size. He has athleticism. He can make every single throw. I'm not exactly sure. I think the thing that will be the difference with Joe Burrow is the X factor that you can't talk about, right? Is going into a locker room and winning everybody over, especially from a Big Ten school to an SEC school, going in there, working your ass off. And he's going to probably end up at the Bengals because they stink at football.
Yeah.
Especially if they
he's cocky, though, right? Forward. Right, Pat? He's, like, really cocky, right?
No, I think he's got swag. I don't think he's that cocky. I think he's got good swagger, which is a pretty big difference.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that's a pretty big difference. I'm all in on the Joe Burrow hype train, especially after watching him.
I like it. So by the way, you can go to the Cheez-It Bowl with Pat McAfee, which will be awesome. Cool. I'm sure there'll be libations involved somewhere along the line. If you tweet a video or photo with the hashtag cheese, no E, C-H, E-E-Z, pick me Pat entry and tag at Cheez-It on Twitter. You can enter to win a chance to go to the Cheez-It Bowl with Pat McAfee.
I think you'd have a good weekend with this guy.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
We're talking to Pat. Pat, of course, former punter, and he's doing his thing on the radio airwaves podcast, the Zone Westwood One. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Listen, I said to start the show, Pat, that you're either for the legalization of marijuana or you're not. You're either for the legalization of gambling or you're not. And you either believe the Pats are cheaters or they're not. I mean, there's not a whole lot of middle ground when it comes to assessing this Patriots situation. Number one, where do you stand? This latest curveball that came on our plate yesterday. I'm not saying it's been the impetus for helping them win championships, but at the bare bones minimum, Pat, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good, Pat.
Optically, it just looks terrible. And I think you could extend your theory into all of society. Nowadays, it's either one way or the other, and as soon as you make up your decision, you feel that way forever. No matter how many facts get presented to you to state that you're wrong, it doesn't matter. I made up my decision. You can go to hell. That's kind of how our society is anyway. So
it's true.
I appreciate your theory there. That was beautiful. For me, especially as I was in that game where Deflategate allegedly happened, and I think he got blown way out of proportion, and nobody other than our roster wanted that Deflategate thing to disappear faster. Every time it got brought up, the only conversation was, hey, who cares? They beat the Colts by 700 points. We had to relive that AFC championship time and time again every time it was brought up. So we hated that. And obviously Spygate numero uno that went around. We'll never know the full inside story or inside scoop on what happened there, which leads to a lot of assuming of things that happened. And if you're outside of New England, you're going to hate the New England Patriots anyways because of their success, because of all these asterisks, and you're going to believe that they're cheaters regardless. For me, in 2019, I just don't know how somebody wearing a Patriot polo in a Boston Bruins hockey sweater would think that they could walk into a press box and just start recording another team. I just don't know how the Patriots, with a cerebral and super intelligent operation from top to bottom, would think that that was the right move. So I think I take them for what they say, that they didn't know and it wasn't for football purposes. And I'm a little bit of a naive guy. If somebody tells me something with enough certainty, I believe it forever. And
yeah.
I honestly feel that way. And if it was a situation where this person didn't know what he was doing, didn't know he or she wasn't allowed to film, this is maybe the first kink in the armor that I've seen from a Robert Kraft business. I mean, this is obviously a mistake to think that they could film that representing the Patriots, which is just dumb, and optically it looks terrible, but I don't think they were trying to steal signals from the Bengals. And everybody, well, why would they steal signals from the Bengals? Well, you'd assume if they did it to the Bengals, they did it to other teams.
Correct.
The Deflategate thing, if they did it against the Colts, they did it against somebody else. But in my eyes, I think just optically it looks bad, but I don't think it was something where they were trying to steal signals, especially with what had happened in the past.
Yeah, no, I agree. And you know this as a punter. The inflation of the balls matter significantly. Let me ask you real quick, because you played with Adam Vinatieri, and it seems like his career's over now with the surgery. I think he's getting a procedure done, and he was off, like, unlike we've ever seen him. You were with him for a couple of years. Can you reflect on how amazing he was? We met him a couple of times at the Super Bowls. He was jacked for a kicker.
Good dude.
But one of the greats of all time. You reflect on him for a minute?
Yeah, he's the greatest of all time. He'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer. I'm very happy for him that he made the NFL 100 all-time team and all that stuff. He's just a guy. I got a chance to play with him for 8 years, my entire career. I was very lucky he took me under his wing because he's not only a very professional guy, a family man, and everybody that meets him loves him, including in the locker room. He's just the most competitive dude I've ever been around. That's why whenever you say he's jacked, that's because he still thinks he can compete with 22, 23-year-olds in the weight room. He still thinks he can compete with these guys running sprints. That's what made Adam Vinatieri Adam Vinatieri. He's the most clutch human in the history of sports. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
And I think this year you saw the lingering effects of a knee injury that happened in the offseason. He had to take off time during training camp. He said his rhythm never really got in there. And when you're dealing with kicking, you're dealing with things that are just half inches and eighths of inches. If you hit the ball a little high, it's going to pull left. A little low, it's going to push right. So whenever you have an injury to something, that can knock off everything. And he would never make the excuse that the knee injury has affected him all year. I think anybody with a brain could tell that that was happening. And I'm not 100% sure that we've seen the last of Adam Vinatieri.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds crazy, but if you ever met him, you understand how competitive of a human he is. He thinks he can do things that nobody else can do because he has accomplished things that nobody else has accomplished. And
yeah.
Morton Anderson, Gary Anderson, whenever they were kicking later into their years, they could barely kick a 45-yard field goal. They had to bring in other people to kick longer field goals. Vinatieri's still kicking the ball 55, 60 yards. He knows that. He probably assumes if he was healthy all year, he would have been much different, much better like he has been for the rest of his career. And I think we have to see how the surgery goes, how rehab goes. And I think ultimately this is going to be a much closer decision than people could imagine
for
Adam Vinatieri's coming back next year.
Yeah.
All right.
Chase Field, December 27th, out in Arizona. It's a good place to be if you're on the East Coast because it's freezing over here. The Cheez-It Bowl. Win a chance to go with our current guest, Pat McAfee. Tweet a video or photo to hashtag cheese, no E, pick me, Pat entry, and tag at Cheez-It on Twitter. Pat, continued success. Appreciate you hopping on with us. It was great.
Hey, I want to let you know, I just got done doing like 75 interviews. You guys were the last one, and I couldn't be more excited to cap it off with Tiki and Tierney, Big Mike on the phones. You guys are the absolute best. I appreciate it.
Big Patty.
Big Patty.
Bring us with the cheese and bowl. We'll hang out with you,
know,
man.
Right?
We'll go in your suitcase. You're living large these days. We'll get in your private jet with you.
This. Hey, by the way, hashtag Cheese Pick Me Pat entry, showcase a video or photo of how much you love Cheez-It, and you could sit with me in a two-story high Cheez-It box. That'll be right next to the
We'll tweet it for you, brother.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.